Wildfires continue to burn in 8 western states. Nearly 3 million acres have burned so far in a fire season that began early and promises to be one of the worst on record. Fighting wildfires takes helicopters, air tankers, fire engines, and plain old human muscle. The Army has begun dispatching troops to help, but firefighting also requires a special crew of leaders who have the training and experience to know what works on a big fire. And they make sure the people on the front lines don't get hurt. There have been enough fire managers to go around, but as the fire season rages on, that could change. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Last month near Lake George, Colorado, 55-year-old Steve Niemoll, a 30-year veteran of wildfire, directed 40 firefighters and 9 fire engines struggling with the state's biggest wildfire on record.
How are we gonna last? You know, if it's like this now, and it's extreme everywhere, there's just not gonna be enough people or equipment around.
To deal with it?
Yeah.
Niemoll didn't say it, but wildfire veterans like him are increasingly rare. He's the commodity in shortest supply in one of the busiest fire seasons ever.
In some of the key positions in fire management between 1995 and 2000, we lost between 22 and 50% of our qualified fire personnel.
Don Smirthwaite is a spokesman for the National Interagency Fire Center, which doles out the people, equipment, and supplies used to fight wildfires.
Most of those people did retire. It goes back to the 1980s and early 1990s when government was being downsized. We just didn't hire enough people. And for some of these positions, it takes 15, 18, even 20 years of experience and training to qualify. So we're paying now for the lack of hiring that took place in the 1980s.
This includes fire bosses and engine and helicopter chiefs out on the fire lines, and planners, logistics specialists, strategists, and commanders back in fire camps. More than 4,000 were mobilized last week, managing about 15,000 firefighters. An early and intense fire season means there soon won't be enough managers to go around.
When it comes down to it, if we're not safe, then we'll be backing away from those situations. We will not put people in a place where they're in jeopardy. And what we'll do in that case is we'll give up more acres.
Sheldon Wimmer is the senior fire manager in Utah for the Federal Bureau of Land Management. He spoke last summer at a wildfire training academy, where new recruits outnumbered management trainees 3-1.
We're bringing a lot of people up from inside our organization and promoting them, but it's still inadequate. It's like you don't have a shortstop in your baseball team, you know. And it takes a little while to grow one. It takes a while to train them and bring them along. This is an experience-based profession. They have to have some experience. And it only comes through time.
Federal firefighting agencies are trying to speed up that process. More training is being offered. More trainees are sent out on more fires. And they're paired with experienced fire managers. There's an attempt to professionalize fire management so firefighters see it as a career instead of an adventurous summer job for the young. There's talk of creating a firefighter reserve like the military reserves so retirees can return to work when needed. All that's long term. In the short run, there's an effort to recruit experienced fire managers from Australia and New Zealand. Don Smirthwaite of the National Interagency Fire Center.
It's a good fix because in New Zealand and Australia, obviously being in the southern hemisphere, it is their down season. The hang-up at the moment is a liability question, and there is some legislation in Congress that would take care of the liability questions.
Division Zulu, Division Alpha on tack.
All this means this has and will continue to be an extraordinarily busy fire season for veterans like Steve Niemoll. The week he and his crew spent battling this blaze in Colorado followed a week elsewhere in Colorado where 100 homes burned. Since then, there were 2 weeks at a wildfire in Utah where they helped save 300 homes. Fire forecasters don't expect much relief till fall. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Loud and clear.